are here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and of all people to run into, a fellow Southern Californian, Mr. John Janclaes. How are you, John?
Good. How have the waves been?
Well, gosh, I wish I could say they're great.
You've been working hard.
I've been working hard, yeah, but I'm going to get to it when I get back home after this conference. So the water's warming up, sun's out, so school's out, all that good stuff.
So you know what you're doing next.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have a plan. How about you? How are the horses?
Horses are doing good. Everybody's healthy, knock on wood. They're like teenagers. That could change at any moment, but for now, we're good. Yeah.
All right, thanks good to hear. You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime, anytime. Hey, the last time we spoke, you were just starting out on your digital journey or digital transformation journey. How's it going now? What's the latest? Because this is like a few couple months ago, maybe something like that.
Or I'd love to give you an update. So I think, Mike, the last time we talked, we were kicking off a journey, and we said that would take 2 months, and we said the goal would be, can we deliver digital twice as fast? That was the goal, and that we were going to partner with Kony, a technology provider, and also the Boston Consulting Group, if you remember. Okay, so we get to the end of the month, run the clock forward here after 2 months, and we did find 2X. We compared it to a similar project that we did, card controls versus putting FICO scores out on mobile, and we moved from doing 32 weeks for that kind of delivery down to 11 weeks. The cool thing was after that, we then delivered FICO scores on tablets. We did that in 6 weeks. So the processes, the tools, the training that we had, it's all of this combined has actually really made a difference. So much so that we've said, hey, you know what? If one Agile team is good, why not 4 Agile teams? Because we think that's what we need to drive the total roadmap twice as fast rather than individual projects. So between now and July, we're setting up 4 teams, and everyone's going through training. We're recruiting a few folks, and we're trying to apply the learning that we did during the pilot program to these other 4 teams. So pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. So what are any results to speak of, or is it still too early to share that type of information, or...
Well, time to market was really the number one goal.
Okay.
And, Mike, what we think was important about that was, you know, you could have said, let's just try to go faster, maybe with better quality. But if you don't put 2X out there, 3X, there isn't a standard to say we have to go twice as fast. When we asked that kind of question, what we found out is we had ideas, but they wouldn't move us twice as fast. So it was kind of backing up saying, okay, now we really need to think about this. We really need to think deeply about people, process, and technology. So for example, in the technology area, we put in automated testing. And rather than taking, you know, 2 days to kind of do testing, we can do it in a couple hours now. So it isn't one thing that's a silver bullet. It is actually really thinking deeply about, wow, if you really want to go twice as fast, if this is your moonshot, then what do you need to do in regard to all those things in order to get faster? And so that's the journey that we're on.
Did you know this going in, or is this something? Was this a discovery that you found out during? No, during this process.
No, this was something that came up through the work.
Really?
Right. You know, as the team was stepping back, saying, "Okay, we know it's mobile, and we know it needs to go twice as fast. Let's talk about our opportunities and projects. Let's pick one that'll really stretch us in many different ways, and then let's begin to think about what do we need to do." And kind of very consciously going through, let's take a look at our technology stack, the tools that we use, the processes that we use, who's on our team, Kony, our third party, how do we need to work with you? You say Agile, we say Agile. Is it the same Agile? Right, so let's get on the same page.
Alignment.
You say that, how do we do that kind of alignment? So that's what I mean by it's not just one thing. It is actually going through everything with a goal of 2X in mind. It starts to create different kind of solutions, which I think is what your question was.
I think so, too.
So in many ways, it did, yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for clarifying my question to me. So anyway, hey, kind of bringing it back to the show here, is there anything in here in particular that you're going to take back to add to this process, to add to your journey?
I came out here to moderate a panel on data.
I saw that.
And we had 3 super people that were up there at different levels of the organization, actually a third party to the organization. And it was really neat to hear their insights about what they're doing. You know, just when you think you might, you know, kind of have a handle on this, you see others that are out ahead of you. You've got some brilliant ideas, you know. So I'm just here to kind of soak them all up and take that in. So the data analytics piece for me was the number one thing.
Well, and as you well know, this is the beauty of our industry. We get to share the not only share the results, which other industries do, but we get to share the process. And that's so important to, especially folks like you that are in the process right now.
Collaboration is in our DNA. But you know, Mike, I think doing it on a whole nother level is what we're up to now. You know, thinking about partnerships, it's changing our vendor management process. You know, before we might have negotiated really hard on price, maybe on quality, maybe on uptime, these kinds of things. Now we're talking about execution on a timeline. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yes, I want all those other things too. Those are table stakes. But now we need to be able to execute with some kind of an agility. Can you do that? So bars being raised on all this. It's exciting because when you actually do deliver, this is awesome.
Yeah,
you know,
to
see the members see the new product, see staff have a new attitude and more engaged about, wow, we're really going to move the needle? Yeah. Yeah, we are.
That's a good thing.
We're going to try. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, exactly. So, I mean, how do you keep up with it, like an Amazon or that type of experience? Because that's what you're shooting for, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's going to be exactly what Amazon is.
Somewhere in the ballpark.
Yeah, but if we get closer to, I think what's fair about what you're saying is our members have all kinds of experiences that include things that are outside of banking, and that becomes the norm of what a frictionless experience is or an omni-channel experience is. So, yeah, we have a lot to learn from them. But also at the same time, don't forget what's unique about us. Every one of our credit unions has unique advantages. You know, we're Disney, and being able to show that we're the Disney community, we're cast members serving cast members, how do you amplify that, you know, advantage and really, you know, bring it home as a competitive advantage? To chase Amazon and try to do it as well as they do, the Amazon thing, I'm not sure that serves us well. But, you know, learning from them, there are some good things to learn. Use and incorporate some of that. But I would say really amplify what is your unique position, your unique gifts as a credit union, I think is key.
I agree there. Good take. That's the first time I've heard that take, so I like that a lot. Hey, kind of wrap-up question here for you. Whenever I have a credit union leader in the studio lounge, so to speak, I always like to ask them, kind of like, well, hey, what keeps you awake at night? What's on the top? What's top of mind right now for you guys?
Another topic that's being talked about here, which is data security. You know, it is stunning that the bad guys are working full-time, the amount of money they have behind them. If you go to many of these presentations, you'll see just how serious their science is. And to think about, we run the credit union and do data security is what keeps me up at night. You know, so have we put enough resources there? Can we see the threats that are coming? Right now, our team is doing an excellent job through all of the assessments and scans and work that we do to make sure. But, you know, that trust of that account is really high. And so trust for me, having that be breached is what keeps me up at night.
Stay out of the headlines, John, all right?
All right, I'll try to do that.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much,
hey,
John.
Thanks for seeing.
Appreciate the time,
right.
As always.
All right, bye.
Keep riding, man, all right? Keep riding.